We're in Siman Shin Tes Zayin. We're up to Siv Gimel, and that's what we're doing. Kol shebemino nitzod chayev olof. Any kind of animal that is normally hunted, trapped. That's normally trapped because people want them whether for their fur or whatever. So the halach is your chayev for that. For that, there would be tzedah daraisa. Ein bemino nitzod. If it's the kind of creature that people don't normally trap, they don't normally collect them, there would never be a daraisa in trapping it. It would only be a drabanon, even if you are trapping it for a specific purpose, which is a legitimate purpose. But if it's not the kind of creature that people normally trap, the halach is that it will only be a drabanon. Mishnah Berurah here goes into a couple of examples. He brings a machlokas that, according to the Beis Yosef, bees are considered beminam nitzod. People collect them for the sake of honey. Whereas Rov Poskim say, no, it's not beminam nitzod. People don't walk around trapping bees. With regard to locusts, kosher locusts, chagavim tahorim, so Rashi Shita is that it's beminam nitzod, the Rambam not. And the Mishnah Berurah goes into a whole thing about the different Gemaras and how each one of them learns it. Fish are, of course, b'minam nitzod. Fish are people go fishing. Hilkach, therefore, says the Mechaber, zvuvim, flies, afal pi she'ein b'mino nitzod, even though there's no iser darais in trapping flies, because people don't generally collect them, osur lutzodan, you're not allowed to midrabana, you're not allowed to trap them. Hagah, to which the Ramah adds, v'lochein, yesh li zor shlo lizgor teva k'tana. Olistom kelim shezvuvim bo b'shabes tav epsik reishi shetsudu sham. V'yesh makilim b'malkim sheyiposach ha'kli litla misham yivrachu. What happens if you have a drawer and there's a fly in it? Can you shut the drawer? That's not your kavani. You want to shut the drawer because you want to shut the drawer? You have a keli. You want to put the lid on the keli. You happen to know there's a fly inside it. So the Ramah says that you're not allowed to since it's a psik reishi. The fact that you're not interested in it doesn't make a difference. However, the tour holds that as soon as you open the drawer, the fly is going to get away. We don't consider it trapped. Trapped doesn't just mean that it's trapped where he is, according to the tour, but you have to get hold of it. Since in order to get hold of it, you have to open the drawer, and the minute you open the drawer, the fly is going to fly away. That's not considered trapped. Rov poskim ar machmir, rov achronim, Mishnah Berurah brings down ar machmir. So what do you do if you want to shut the drawer? Leave it open and dropped so that the fly can get out of there. Now, what happens if you're dealing with some large, like a walk-in closet, and there's a fly there? Since you still couldn't catch the fly in that walk-in closet, you can't just grab it, it would still fly around, and you'd have a hard time getting hold of it. So this is talking about something that's ein b'mino nitzod. Flies are not something that people collect, so catching a fly is a derabanan. We're talking about trapping him in a way that he's not fully trapped yet, although you're curtailing his movement. He's not fully trapped because you couldn't easily get hold of him. So it's two drabanans. Two drabanans is still aser, but if it's also a psik reisha de lo nichale, which is you're shutting the drawer for some other reason, you're shutting the closet for some other reason, you're totally disinterested in catching flies. So the question is that mutar or aser? Now, we had a machlokas previously, a psik reisha de lo nichale on a drabanan. There was a trumas adeshen, it ended up being a machaber or a ma. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah ended up being Mekel. Here the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Psik Reisha on a double Durabanan is Mutter. Psik Reisha lo Nichale with two Durabanans is Mutter. Consequently, Ein Bamino Nitzot, and you're trapping him in a place where you still cannot easily get hold of him. That's a double Durabanan. Psik Reisha lo Nichale, if you're just shutting it because you feel like shutting the closet, not for the sake of you're totally ignoring the flies, that's going to be Mutter. Now, here there's a long bir halacha and a very chashuva, yesodistic bir halacha, with regard to, it's based on the shitas of Taz over here. The Taz wants to say that if you have a drawer and you see some flies, chase them away. You don't have to check the floor for any more flies. Why don't you have to check the drawer for more flies? Says the Taz, if I don't know that there are flies there, so I don't know that shutting the drawer necessarily is going to be trapping, because maybe there are no flies there. That's not called psik reisha. And Zatan says that psik reisha must involve an element of awareness. If I know for a fact that something is going to happen, that is psik reisha. If I don't know, that is not psik reisha. Therefore, in the case where I really don't know if there are flies or not, he says that's not called a psik reisha. The way the Bir Halacha talks of it is a question of Sothik Psikresha Lisha Avar. Meaning, the question of whether something's a Psikresha or not is, do I know what's going to happen? When my question is not based on the future, my question is based on the Metzias already now, that's Sothik Psikresha Lisha Avar, and the Taz holds that that's going to be Mutter. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings the Rebbe Kiva Eiger in Yoredeya with regard to stoking the coals, under a pot where a non-Jew is cooking, and it may very well be that there's basar b'cholov there, bishul basar b'cholov is a daraisa. So the question is, am I causing something to happen? That is a psik reisha for bishul? So Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, even though I don't know, that's a suffix if I'm doing a psik reisha. And if you're dealing with a daraisa, svega daraisa l'chumra. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the two dais. In Svara, he prefers really Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that Safik Psik Reisha L'Sha Avar is a Safik, and a Daraisi, you have to go L'Chumer, and a Darabon, you can be Mekel. He also points out that since we're dealing with flies, trapping them, because Ein B'Minon Nitzod, trapping them is a Darabonon, so here Rabbi Kiva Eiger would be molded to the Taz. In Svara, he sides with Rabbi Kiva Eiger, but at the end he found that there was a Beferish Ramban like the Taz. His final words are Vitzarachiyah. But it would sound like he found a Ramban that holds like the Taz that a Sothik Psik Reisha L'Sha Avar is actually Mutter. Not like Rabbi Kiva Eiger. The Lamdim all and the Mishnah Berurah seem to like Rabbi Kiva Eiger better. As far as the understanding of it, it would seem that the Shaila is that the Taz understood that Psik Reisha is considered Machavein. Meaning, if I have kavana for A, if my kavana is to shut the drawer, and shutting the drawer entails trapping flies, then one would say, whom are you kidding? You're telling me that you're not machavim for catching flies? You are machavim for catching flies, because you know that one entails the other. So in a case where I don't know that one entails the other, because I don't know that there are any flies in the drawer, we wouldn't say that svara. Whereas Rabbi Akiva would seem to be going with a totally different mahalach, and that is that when the two actions are inseparable, meaning when the consequences are inevitable, then we would say that having kavana for one is machayev me for the other, even though I don't have kavana for it. If that's the case, it depends on the reality of whether or not one necessitates the other, and not whether or not I'm aware of one of the other one being true. And that may very well be a machlokas rishonim. That's one issue. Now there's one other, I think, one detail that should be discussed, and that is that In theory, like every psik reisha is really a question of a suffix psik reisha l'shavar. What I mean to say is that let's say the classic case of Chazal of a psik reisha, which is schlepping a chair on the ground and whether or not it's going to make tracks. So it's a heavy chair. It's a psik reisha to go and make tracks, and I'm considered plowing the field. Psik reisha for harisha. So let's say it's not a heavy chair. So it's not a psik reisha. Well, what do you mean it's not a psik reisha? If I really knew the exact weight and I really knew the exact density of the ground, then the odds are that theoretically, like if we had all the facts down, if there was some way of really calculating them, I would know whether or not it's going to happen. So why are we saying that if it's not a psik reisha, it's mutter, because it's only a suffix if it's going to happen, that's not called psik reisha, but it's really a suffix psik reisha l'shavar. If I were a scientist and I had all the facts, I could predict whether or not it's going to happen. So it should be a suffix psik reisha l'shavar. It would seem that anything that a human being could possibly figure out is considered, would go into the realm of suffix, where something that is beyond the human capability would not be called suffix. We would say it's just not a psik reisha. So if it's a question here of whether or not there are flies in the drawer, you know, just go find out, go check, go ask. Whereas if you're dealing with something that you really have to be a scientist to be able to figure out, such as I'm pulling this chair, I realize sometimes it makes tracks and sometimes it doesn't. I don't really have the facts in front of me to understand the difference between, say, the density of the dirt here and the dirt there. Since that's not something that normal human beings are aware of, we would simply say that that's not a psik reisha and that that's mutter. Whereas in the case of something that's a concrete question that people are aware of, such as Are we dealing with basar b'chalav? Am I dealing with flies? So the answer is, since that's a real question, it's not something for scientists only, the halacha would be that if I don't know, that is called a suffix. It's not called non-psik resh, it's called a suffix psik resh l'shavar, and we have the machlokas, the tazmir, and the derabbanim, such as in the case of flies, everyone's modul l'hakel.